here with you on the Autumn Miles Show. How are you out there, Dallas, Texas? We love you here at the Autumn Miles Show. It's a good day because I got my gray-haired brother with me.
Thank you.
And yeah, it's good to be here. Introduction by now, Rick Walker.
I'm feeling at home here. That's why I've got my shoes off and my socks on the desk.
Please put them back on. They stink.
And sorry about that.
No, it's good.
It's good to be back.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you,
I mean,
too.
You've made it. Day four.
I know. I keep thinking this is my last day. She's kicking me out.
I know.
And I keep worming my way back in, I guess.
If you make it tomorrow, that's a miracle from heaven
there. Oh, good pun.
We are so happy that you're joining us today. I want to get right to it because we have an incredible guest. But I want to remind you, we are having a society group of... a group from the Blush Network, which is the ministry that I'm the CEO of, that is going to meet March 17th. I'm going to be speaking live at it.
1 week from today.
1 week from today.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? For more information, I want you to reach out to my girl, Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, at Autumn Miles. Don't forget the N on Autumn. Because it's silent. AutumnMiles.com. And she will hook you up with all the details. Or you can visit autumnmiles.com. Okay, we have someone super special.
Amazing.
Are you ready? Okay.
Yes.
We want, without further ado, I want to welcome Dorothy Newton to the show. She's on the line. Welcome, Dorothy, to the Autumn Miles Show.
Hi, Dorothy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I am so glad that you're with us. Now, Dorothy has written a book called The Silent Cry. And she's going to tell us about a little bit about it. But she was in an abusive marriage and very high profile marriage. And, you know, God has done an incredible work, in her and in her ex-husband. It's amazing. But I would like you to tell us a little bit about your story, Dorothy. The book is very powerful. And let me just tell you, I was in an abusive marriage as well. And so when I read about you, I was fascinated because I was going to write a book and the title was going to be Silent Cry.
Oh, wow.
So I think I saw you on the 700 Club.
Yes.
And I saw the title of the book. And I immediately made a mental note because I had even told my family, I'm going to entitle this book Silent Cry because domestic violence victims, this is what they do.
So Dorothy stole your thunder.
No, I had already written my book. We entitled it something else.
So it all worked out.
But Dorothy, oh my goodness, talk to us about, first of all, who you were married to and give us a little bit of where this book came from.
Yes. My former husband, Nate Newton, with the Dallas Cowboys, married to him. In 2012, I actually wrote Silent Tears. I self-published.
Wow.
And then, thanks to Zondervan, in October, Zondervan rewrote the book, and the new title is Silent Cry.
Mm.
So, the book was written several years ago before any mention or any public communication or talk about, professional athletes and, all the domestic violence in the leagues and, all this. The reason why I originally wrote it, is because I suffered in silence.
Mm.
I didn't share. The last 5 years of my marriage, I opened up and shared with a friend of mine, but I basically suffered in silence. I isolated myself from people of great support who could have possibly helped me, because I didn't want to broadcast my husband's sins.
Right.
I didn't want to ruin his career. I thought of him more than I really thought about myself. So I wrote Silent Cry to encourage all those women who are standing in the shadows of prominent figures, as well as all those women who are suffering in silence, and just to encourage, not just to tell my story about betrayal, abuse, recovery, and victory, but to share my story about how Christ, without Jesus, I would not have survived it. So it's just a testament to his glory of how great he is and the love that he had for me.
Amen. Now, you were married to Nate Newton, and he is a Dallas Cowboy, former Dallas Cowboy, three-time Super Bowl champion.
He played when the Cowboys were good.
Yes.
Yeah, they actually, and I tell my kids, I'm like, the Dallas Cowboys used to be good, and in my kids' lives, my youngest is 18, she's never known them to be winners.
Oh, that's,
isn't that weird?
That's really depressing.
Look, squirrels, but anyway.
So this is a major high profile man. I mean, couple, you know, mm-hmm. He was a celebrity, you know, just to win the Super Bowl one time is a big deal, but three times is like unbelievable. And, you know, you were married to him. Can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, crying in silent and what your life was like during that time?
Well, first, you know, with that much success, you can only imagine the immense pressure. There was so many, life was like a roller coaster. It was highs and lows. You know, it was really, really hard to enjoy the highs because of fear of what the lows look like. You know, in addition to all the public success, and I often, you know, say it was a lot of public success and private struggles. Oof. But in addition to, you know, just the domestic violence, I mean, Nate was in trouble, you know, with the law from time to time, you know, whether it was DUIs or DWIs. So you can only imagine that, you know, I'm suffering in silence, you know, because of the domestic violence part of it, but he is, you know, just in trouble with the law. So a lot of it was taken out on me. You know, I was married during a time when, you know, I saw a lot of things. You know, it's like, who would believe me? You know, who would believe that this was happening? I mean, every time you turned on TV, I mean, there was Nate Newton. You know, Nate was very popular in the media's
And he had a very positive perception in the media.
Persona
in the media.
Yes. And, you know, I believed that it was my fault. I mean, as sick as it sounds for any person to think that, you know, it's their fault to receive any kind of domestic violence. But that's what I thought. See, in the beginning, I was trying to encourage Nate, encourage him to have an intimate relationship with God. You know, he has shared a lot of things about his past, and you know, I shared a lot of things about my past, and we both had a lot of baggage. But see, I knew Christ, and I've known Christ all my life, so I was sharing Christ with him. And what happened was, 26 years old, I was a virgin. You know, I cannot tell you, I can't remember a time when I didn't believe God's word about remaining a virgin until marriage and all that. But, you know, it's like I began to compromise, got pregnant, and when I got pregnant is when I realized, you know, the verbal abuse. And then, you know, we got married because, remember, you know, I wanted to you know, this is even more sinful to be living together and not be married and have a child before marriage. You know, so, okay, we got married. And then, you know, I realized, okay, first it was verbal, then it's throwing things around me. Then before long, it was hitting me. And when I realized that this was getting progressively worse, then it was no way out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the beginning I thought, you know, oh, I need to just hang in there. I need to just take the abuse because, you know, I compromised my faith and I got pregnant, you know, so it's my fault. You know, ladies, let me tell you, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
Yes.
And you could never, ever do anything that warrants your fault. It was not my fault, but that's the lie from the enemy that I believed. So eventually when I came to my senses and when I truly, truly started spending even more time in the Word and hearing God, you know, I realized just how powerful He is and that there was a way out. But I had to go through a lot, you know, before I even got to that point, to the point where it wasn't just you know, choking here or
yes,
you know, back slapping here. I mean, I was shot at.
Oh wow. My goodness! Wow. Let me just reset for our customers. We're not we are selling a book, Silent Cry. If you want to pick it up, you can get it anywhere books are sold. I want to reset here. We are talking to Dorothy Newton, who was married to Nate Newton. He was a 3-time Super Bowl champion. She is the author of Silent Cry, the book. She talks very openly about being married to a pro athlete and just the struggles that she was having in this marriage, and she couldn't tell anyone. It was very, very high profile. And so we're talking to her about her story today. I just want to kind of tell you exactly where we're at. Rick, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. I mean, I kind of meant to interrupt
you did.
But go ahead with what
you
were saying.
You put the finger in my face.
I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, no, it's all right. I'll be okay. Dorothy, I was surprised when, you know, because with Nate Newton being the guard, 6'3", 335 pound. I mean, he was a big man, played guard, and I can't imagine just the abuse. But when you tried to cover up and you tried to live this life of keeping it quiet, protecting his career, you want to keep it together, that must have been miserable to have to live that two-faced, duplicit life. I don't know how many people we run into day after day that might be doing the same thing, the little cover act that you're doing. Talk about that. How did that feel, and how do you recognize when someone's going through that phase?
You know, first, I like to say every situation is different, so I don't claim to be an expert on it, but I'm speaking from my experience. Mm-hmm. I loved my husband. Mm-hmm. I desired nothing but the best for him. You know, it's like there was so much happening at home and so many things and issues he was dealing with. You know, every time abuse happened, I thought it would be the last time I would ever go through anything because he was always so sorry.
Yeah.
And he always, you know, we talked about it and he never wanted to do it again. You know, but in his anger, in his rage, it would happen. It would happen. So, you know, I wanted nothing but the best for him. But I will tell you this, that the only way I survived, I believe today, the reason I survived my relationship, the domestic violence, is because there were so many people that I came in contact with that I was able to minister to and share Christ with. Mm. And it's like people, when they're looking from the outside and they think because you have this, you have all the money, Super Bowl wins, you have it all. What they didn't know is that all meant all the pain. Mm-hmm. So people would come to me often in the community, the kids' schools, and they share their personal struggles. And every time I encouraged someone else, it gave me even more strength and courage to never, ever give up. So honestly, people were used by God to really minister to me in ways they had no clue. Mm. Because I was not going to give up after encouraging them and really sharing Christ with them. I was going to press on. There's no way I would give up. So I believe it was just reverse. It's like they thought I was encouraging them, but yet I was the one really receiving it, everything I needed to just not give up.
That's incredible. Isn't that crazy how God works like that? You know, I really want to get to this because I think it's so interesting. You talk about how your mother, and I want you to tell the story, was in a domestic violence relationship, and how you promised yourself you wouldn't marry an abusive man. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yes. As a child growing up, I watched my mother. She was abused verbally, emotionally, physically. You know, at the earliest age of 6 years old, I watched my mom. You know, so growing up, I mean, I never, ever thought in a million years that this would be my life.
Yeah.
You know, my mom had a third grade education. you know, there was a point in time in her life when she packed all of us up and tried to escape from the abuse. We moved away and, you know, lived 60 miles, you know, away from the abuse, and she worked, you know, a couple of jobs to try to provide for us. I mean, she left. We left for like a year, you know, so I could see even in all of that pain, she still was making every effort to have a better environment for us. And yet, what happened, you know, now that I've received professional counseling, now that I've received healing from all the broken places, I believe that I saw it so much, and that was the environment. I modeled that same behavior. I tolerated it.
It became normal.
Yes.
And it was normal.
The same behavior.
Wow. You know, one of the things that you say is sometimes I looked in the mirror staring back at me. I saw my mom, but I shrugged it off. Can you talk about that a little bit when you were in your marriage?
Yes. You know, when I was in the marriage, the verbal, you know, I always just kind of like, oh, it's not that bad. You know, it's just verbal. The emotional torture of it. Oh, I could deal with it. It's
rationalizing.
Not that bad. Yeah. Always rationalizing. You know, so I could see some signs along the way, but I didn't want to believe it was real. I didn't want to believe that it was happening to me.
Wow. Well, if you're joining us, we are talking to Dorothy Newton. Fascinating story. She was married to Nate Newton, three-time Super Bowl champion, very high profile. She's written a book. She's the author of Silent Cry, all about abuse and what it's like to live sort of a double life. You know, I one in four women report that they have been abused domestically.
One in four.
And that's only the ones that report
it. That's crazy, yeah.
You know, there is a lot of silent tears that are being cried even today with our listening audience. It is one of the it is a silent epidemic.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's why this the title of this book, I think only from one domestic violence survivor to another only understands because you live a double life. My husband, you know, you would never know from looking at him what was happening. We went to church every Sunday. We were there. We were at all the things. But secretly I was trying to cover up for him and survive, you know, myself. So
that's why it's silent, isn't it? Because a lot of people try to cover it up.
And
try
that's
to
why
hide
it's so
it.
Dangerous because women take on this responsibility that, listen, I have to be strong for him, but also for myself. And, you know, Dorothy, you I didn't have children. You had children in the picture then. Can you, clearly I know, just statistically speaking, that we have women that are listening that right now they are crying silently. And it did happen this morning. There was some fit of violence, or maybe last night or recently. Can you offer some just... encouragement to those women that desperately need a word of hope?
Yes. Well, first of all, you know, there is, when you were talking about, you know, how women, what women feel, you know, there's a stigma around domestic violence. You know, domestic violence are viewed as weak. You know, the victims are weak. You know, why didn't you leave the first time? You know, I would never put up with that type of abuse. You know, you constantly hear things like this, but just like you said, Autumn, you never know until you have to walk walk to really know. So I will say to any person who are experiencing violence, whether it's verbal, emotional, or domestic, I would say, and I would remind you that you have choices.
Yeah.
You have choices. I would say you're not alone. Please understand that you're not alone. There are so many women around you who are experiencing it. They're just afraid to speak up. They're suffering in silence. It is not your fault. That I know how hard it is because I've lived as a victim. It's one of the hardest things you would ever do. Sometimes you think, oh, I have kids. What about my kids? I can't separate them from their father. You know, there's so many things financially. you're concerned financially. How are you going to make ends meet? Mm-hmm. You know, what would you do? I've been a stay-at-home mom. My husband's been the breadwinner. You know, I don't have the career experience. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that the first encouragement I would say is call the hotline.
Yes.
Call the domestic violence hotline. There are resources out there that you do not have to live in violence. Mm. I will also say that surround yourself with people who will pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, choose wisely. And remember that, you know, God is able. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I have to give credit, because without God, I would not be having this conversation.
Absolutely. Let me interject here for a minute. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Dorothy Newton, an incredible story. She's the author of Silent Cry. One of the things that you say is, I thought I deserved it as punishment for my sins.
Yeah.
And when I read this, I first of all, heavily relate to it as a victim myself. This, I think, is one of the lies that Satan gets us on, us victims, every single time. You deserve it. You had sex before you're married. You had a baby before you're married. And you know what? Let me just tell you, I also think there's the stigma in the church as well. There is this sort of, you're like you were talking about earlier, you're looked down upon if you come out with this. And I don't think the church has sort of caught up with how do you deal with a domestic violence situation. So I'm very interested in this quote right here. I thought I deserved it as punishment for my sins. What would you say to your now to your thought process back then?
Yes, I would say now that I believe in marriage. I do.
Amen.
You know, I believe that God can redeem, you know, the abuser.
Mm.
You know, but I do not believe women or men should ever stay trapped in violence, fear, guilt, or shame.
Yep.
You know, I would encourage women to get out, but I want women to know that, you know, the Word of God is truth.
Amen.
And, you know, as much as we want our marriage to last, as much as we want, you know, to not repeat generational curses, God does not want us to live like this.
That's
he
right.
loves us so much that he wants to separate us from the abuse, to allow his hand and his work to be done. And that there is no, as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of this show, there is no condemnation for anyone who is in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Well, I love that. Now, it's interesting to me that Nate was interviewed for this book.
Yes.
And he has since become a Christian, and he's remarried. It's my understanding that he's remarried, and he has given permission to sort of tell your story. Talk to me about restoration.
Yes. Well, you know, we both have our own personal relationship with God, and, you know, I cannot speak to Nate's relationship with God. I will say that the type of book I wrote, Silent Cry, I couldn't possibly write this type of book without God preparing the hearts of my boys, our boys, and Nate. You know, when I asked, when God put it on my heart to write this book, I went to Nate, and I told him that I was going to write the book, and I told him what I would write, and I asked him, would he write a chapter? Would he comment and communicate, endorse the book? And he said, you know, if God told me to write a book, I would have already written it. I wouldn't be asking you. Mm. So do what you have to do.
Mm.
You know, and honestly, he, even though he has not publicly spoken, you know, in interviews on my, you know, on my behalf of the book, you know, I also heard him say on a radio show, he said, someone asked him, well, Nate, you know, aren't you upset about, you know, this book that's out and, you know, what your ex-wife is saying? And I heard him say, he said, you know what, if it's the truth, how could I be upset? You know, so
that's
what I'm saying to you is that although I cannot, you know, speak to Nate's relationship, you know, to me that is a blessing that he is, you know, he endorsed it, a blessing
yes.
that he recognized, you know, that, you know, it's part of what God's called me to do.
Yeah.
So,
what a story.
We're going to have to cut you off, Dorothy, because we're out of time. I hate this so much. Dorothy, from you know, poverty to the pinnacle of success, God has given you an incredible story to proclaim his glory. Dorothy Newton wrote the book, The Silent Cry. I want you to go get it anywhere books are sold. You can connect with Dorothy, dorothyjnewton.com. Thank you so much for being
on the show.
I loved your perspective. You are awesome. Thank you for listening to The Autumn Miles Show. We will see you tomorrow.